Welcome to Super Garbage Day, a retro video game review show where an actual garbage man plays games 20 years or older that you, the listener, chooses. I am your host. My alarm's going off the second I started recording. Nature Boy B. Ross. The world-famous Mr. Miller is living his dream job up north, and due to a very limited schedule, he can really only be on the show when our time aligns. And I'm let you know right now, I'm super proud of him. He's come such a long way to get what he deserves, and he very much does deserve it. So I might be doing the show solo for a little while. Occasionally, I wouldn't mind having a guest from our community come on just to talk about games or whatever. So if anybody wants to throw me a DM on that, you know, I'm sure we could facilitate something. By the way, the Super Garbage Bowl delays are over. We just filmed yesterday the second part of the first impressions. This time, the beautiful Julia stepped in to guest star in it, which is really funny because she's never seen any of these games in her life. That will be on YouTube very shortly, with hopefully the Patreon episode of the reviews coming either this weekend or by mid next week. Also, a couple changes are happening to the show. This is all good stuff, improvements, things I think that moving forward will be better. The Patreon exclusive show Backlog Eternal, I'm changing it from it being a show where it's just the most recent game I beat to I want it to be a game picked by the community, a la Super Garbage Day. But I want to have the community pick it in like a voting way. So, for instance, the next episode, I wanted to be about an N64 game. So I randomly chose four N64 games. I threw them on the Discord channel and asked everybody to vote on which game. Whatever game wins by Friday, or gets the most votes, should I say, that will be a game I will attempt to beat or have to beat. And then we'll review that on Backlog Eternal, the Patreon exclusive. Retro Deep Cuts is still going to stick around. It's probably going to become more of a top 10 kind of show, or, you know, a buyer's guide, or just maybe special episodes on, I don't know, maybe like my favorite ROM hacks or things of that nature. It's not really changing too much, but be on the lookout for a new episode of that coming as well. Also, I added a new tier to the Patreon. It's a special guest episode tier. I've noticed a lot of shows I listen to do this. They seem like really, really fun episodes to do. And let me break it down for you. With this tier, there's only six available right now. They'll just sit there until they're filled up. No hurry, no rush. This is totally optional. But if somebody elects, they get to choose a game, and that gets moved directly to be the next episode that's covered and reviewed here on the main feed. So that week, there would be no random game chosen off the Patreon poll. It would just be that person's game. And then that game would be played thoroughly. And then I would ask that person, that patron, that community member, if they want to come on the show and talk about it. That is optional as well. So something I'm testing out. Like I said, it's optional. It's, you know, take it or leave it. I want to give a big congratulations to Van Fernal in our community for actually completing the NES Rite of Passage, which was a list of five of the hardest NES games. He was able to beat all of them live on his stream. You should check it out. He streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on his YouTube channel. Just look up Van Fernal or Van Fernal's Retro Stream. He'll be getting the first Shell's Angel sticker out of the 25 that were printed. So congrats to him. Merch is now available. We've got two shirt designs, Super Garbage Day and Bassin's Black Mass, available in the show notes. First impressions are always going to be on our Twitch. I'm aiming to have those done later now that we've changed up the recording schedule, which is I'm going to start recording on Wednesdays, doing my editing and promos on Thursdays. So the Twitch streaming would most likely take place on those Thursdays. And then Friday would be the release of the content. So moving forward, that just works out a lot better for me. And it gives me time to really clean up things and make sure they come out crystal clear and amazing. Maybe not crystal clear. I meant to say crisp. A crystal clear came out. I don't know if it's crystal clear because sometimes my voice just like whistles or I stutter a lot because I'm a weird nervous Nancy. Please join our Discord. It's fun. It's a small community. Everybody in there is really awesome. We love talking retro games or hobbies or movies or just whatever. It's absolutely free. It's in the show notes. That's how you also enter in the retro question of the week or you can vote on the game that's going to be reviewed for Backlog Eternal. And of course, finally, check out the YouTube channel for all of the pretty much the VODs. We've got some content on there. All the Twitch streams in regards to first impression videos of the games that are chosen this week go onto the YouTube channel. Also, you got some Super Garbage Bowl content in there from this year's event and more to come in the future. So that is all of my plugs. Thank you for sitting through all that. Moving forward, I'm going to try to make that a little shorter. I just had a lot of new things to announce. So without further ado, let's time. What is let's time? Good Lord, get it together. Woo! It's time for the retro question of the week. This one comes from Grandmaster Flapjacks, and they ask, or actually I should say they are stating and then ask, you are starting your own personal arcade. What are the first three cabinets you put in? This is a great question, and my answer is going to be a little weird because I'm going to put in arcades that I absolutely like own. And I don't mean own as in physically own. I mean I am the best at in a local situation, not in like a state tournament or anything like that. But I know for one, I'm putting track and field in, Konami's track and field. I've stated before in the past that I actually owned that, like physically had that in my front room many years ago. And I used to play it every day and eventually sold it to move. But anytime I come across it, man, that muscle memory is still there and I still will tear anybody up. I was sharking people when I came across it at the barcade I worked at when I moved. Oh my God, you wouldn't believe how easy it is to tell somebody, hey man, I'll beat you. I just got so many free drinks. Like, oh man, come on, let's play this game. It's a weird looking game, man. I don't know. Let's just throw a drink on it. And then I kind of show my hand the second I start getting competitive though. But definitely track and field. Number two would be the Batman pinball. And I know there's a lot of Batman pinballs. This one specifically is the Batman from the Tim Burton Batman movie that had the Joker in it, played by Jack Nicholson Cage. That was my favorite pinball. I got Grand Champion on that. I think it's still to this day, I'm the Grand Champion on it. It was sold from the same barcade I worked at. But man, I love it. Sometimes I'll just load up a YouTube video and just listen to somebody playing it because all the sound effects and everything just like trigger happy chemicals in my brain. So, and third and finally, I'm going to go with an air hockey table. Now, I know this isn't a video game, but just a humble brag. I won 2 state championships in air hockey. Yeah, I know. Yep. Leave your panties piled up over here in the corner. And I absolutely love that game. We used to have a league here at the same barcade. So a lot of memories from Level Up, by the way. It's called Level Up, by the way, if you're wondering the barcade I used to work at. So shout out to Level Up in Eugene, Oregon. Place is awesome. But yeah, those are my picks. I know people were probably expecting to hear like Turtles in Time and like Street Fighter 2 or I don't know, Tetris or I don't know what else. Some driving game. I'm not a big fan of driving games, like arcade driving games. Those aren't my thing, but you didn't ask that. But there's my answer, Grandmaster Flapjacks. If you want to enter in your own retro question of the week, you can do that in the Discord like I stated earlier. And please do. We always love getting new questions. And thank you all for adding a whole slew of entries last week. So now it's time to find out, what are you playing? So I've been playing Outer Wilds on my Steam Deck. That game is very... Oh man, there's something about it. It's hard for me to explain. It's blowing my mind. And if you don't know what Outer Wilds is, not to be confused with Worlds, which unfortunately came out around the same time. Outer Wilds is the space exploration game that's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's explorative, kind of puzzle. There's like a time loop. I don't want to give too much away. It's best played blind, like go into it without knowing anything. But so far I'm loving it. Also, you know what's funny is I loaded up Crusader of Senti because sometimes I'll just load in a retro game just to kind of relax at night. So I threw that on my Everdrive on my Genesis console, and it's so funny, I was playing that, then the next day I noticed that Van Fernal, that's the game he's streaming right now, and we didn't even talk to each other. So that was a weird mental matrixy simulation stuff going on there. But I've been playing that, and that game's pretty good. It's a shameless Zelda ripoff, but if you want to catch a lot of that gameplay, just once again, check out Van Fernal's stream. He's pretty far into it now, and he plays games to completion. So those are the two games I've been getting down on this week, other than the game of the week. And that game of the week is Jurassic Park Rampage Edition on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah!
Jurassic Park Rampage Edition is a 1994 side-scrolling video game developed by Blue Sky Software and published by Sega for the Sega Genesis. It is a direct sequel to Sega's previous Jurassic Park video game, based, of course, on the film and book of the same name, also released on the same system. Jurassic Park Rampage Edition is a revamped version of its predecessor, featuring similar gameplay with several changes. A new story that continues directly after the first one ended. Woo! Yes, and it's an interesting game. This and Mega Man X2 were the two games that had the most entries in the Patreon pool. They both had a good chance of getting picked, apparently, because they got picked one after another. But I played this game a lot this week. I beat it with both characters, and I want to start off by giving you my first impressions of when I loaded it up. So this game is actually quite different from the first entry. If anybody's familiar with the first Jurassic Park game on the Genesis, it was kind of this slow-paced 2D side-scrolling adventure, really, really difficult game. What's weird about this franchise, or should I say this IP, Jurassic Park, it's one of those few games that came out on all the different systems, but for some reason, all the games were vastly different. I mean, it came out on the Sega CD as this crazy, like, hodgepodge variety show kind of game that had FMV and all kinds of crazy stuff. Awesome game, by the way. If you're near a Sega CD, go ahead and play that game. It also came out on the Super Nintendo as like an overhead, almost like RPG-ish game, except its big problem was that it didn't have a save feature, which is, that is just a cardinal sin. And then, of course, on the Genesis, it was more of this action platform kind of game where you were able to not just play as Dr. Grant, but also the Raptor. And that was a big selling point of you being able to play the game as one character or the other, and one of them being a dinosaur. Personally, I was not a big fan of the Genesis one. I found it to be slow, kind of frustrating, really dark, and just super hard. Now, cut to this, I didn't know what to expect. I thought this was going to be, it was going to be one of two things. Because I didn't know initially that it was the direct sequel. I thought maybe this is like, oh, an enhanced version. Like, you know how you get like, I don't know, different versions of the same game, like Castlevania 64 and then Castlevania, whatever the darkness, whatever the hell name of it is that came out. That was pretty much the same game, just updated. I thought it was going to be that, but it wasn't that. This is a totally different game that looks the same. I can't really describe it. It almost feels like, and this is not what happened because it has the same publisher, but it almost feels like I'm going to use Shadowrun as an example. So Shadowrun came out on the Genesis and the Super Nintendo as completely different games around the same time, but they have the same IP. This game feels like the same thing, like two developers made this Jurassic Park game and Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park Rampage Edition, but they had more strict like parameters. You know, it just feels like two different teams, but they were like, you have to stick to it. It has to look like this. It has to play like this. And this version of it is quite different. It's over the top. It's pretty fast paced. It's silly. It's campy. It's way brighter. If I was to sum up this game at first glance, I would call it Jurassic Park Cocaine Edition. So let's get into gameplay. So once again, you have the option of playing as Dr. Grant and the Raptor. There are five levels in this game arranged on a really bizarre map. You get to kind of choose where you start. Oh, at least there's three levels thrown at you first that you can choose between. There are five levels on the map, but weirdly enough, you can't see the other two levels. They're like the map's cut off. And you can't, like, move your cursor to them. It's a weird, bizarre art choice that I don't understand. Of course, the levels, depending on the character you choose as either Dr. Grant or the Raptor, they are the same levels, but there's mechanics inside the levels that are slightly different. There's different objectives, and they're put in different orders. So, for instance, if you start at this level called the Atrium, which is a really wild level. I started there with Dr. Grant, where, I kid you not, you start with a pterodactyl pulling you by your shirt up across from the bottom of the screen all the way to the top of the level, and you're just seeing chaos. You're just seeing soldiers throwing grenades at you and tons of, like, spitters and little miniature raptors and giant raptors, and you're just, like, shooting this dart gun back and forth as this thing carries you all the way up to its nest. And I was like, what in the hell? It just immediately goes from 1 to 100. The raptor starts at the bottom of that stage instead of, like, starting you at the top. So, like, for instance, like, what I meant by that is Dr. Grant, you're pulled to the top with this almost kind of like a cutscene where you can move a little bit, but you can't fall out of the grips of this pterodactyl. And then it drops you in the nest, and you had to make your way all the way down to the bottom to complete the level. If you play as the raptor, you start at the bottom and you have to climb all the way to the top, which I found interesting because there's clearly between the two, Dr. Grant is far more fun to play with on this level. I found it as the raptor to be really just annoying and a little kind of like bad platforming. But with Dr. Grant, it is balls to the wall insanity. You're jumping out, dude. You collect so many crazy weapons in this game. This game has, where's the weapons at? Okay. So it has, you start with a dart gun with unlimited ammo. You get grenades, okay, that you just hawk right in their face, like a foot in front of you. Then you get a machine gun that just rips through people. Then you get a flamethrower that incinerates the sprites in like a hilarious way. Also, there's a lightning gun, and the flamethrower and the lightning gun are super OP. Like, you literally just, like, turn them on and it just destroys whatever's in front of you. And to top that all off, you get a rocket launcher. And within the first, like, minute or two of this game, you can collect all of those weapons. And as you're, like, going down this level, there's, like, 1,000 enemies everywhere. But at one point, it almost feels like insano Contra. You're sliding down the hill on your back, just blasting things with shotguns and machine guns. And I mean, Dr. Grant is a badass in this game. He is not taking any more shit. I'll tell you that right now. Like, he has literally become John McClane super fast. In the first game, you just had a dart gun. It's tranquilizer dart. Now you don't care. Because the weird storyline that I read it had was that after the first game, you decide to, like, re-land on the island because you see a different corporation coming in to steal embryos. And so you decide to go back and just blow the living shit out of them. But I don't know. I mean, it's a Sega Genesis side-scrolling game, but I don't think the manual is going to have the most Oscar-nominated storyline, but I'm telling you, Dr. Grant does not fuck around. I mean, his character on this game is so badass that he could be, like, on the next Smash Brothers. Like, he's such an over-the-top action hero. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in, like, the next Expendables movie. I mean, if you take this game, right, if you're playing as Dr. Grant, you take this game, you reskin it to take place in Miami in the 70s, you change all of the dinosaurs into gangsters, and it would pass as a pretty decent Scarface 2D shooter. That's how nuts it is. It is crazy. And by the way, the weapons actually feel good. I think it's because you start off with a dart gun that takes, like, every enemy as a bullet sponge. But as soon as you get, like, a shotgun, you start ramping up. And shotguns always feel really good. But just, like, once you get to, like, the lightning gun and the flamethrower, dude, you feel, like, unstoppable. You almost just start parkouring and running around and just, you go from trying to avoid enemies to seeking them out once you are so armed to the gills. It's so funny how different this game is from the first one. Like I said, it seems like the producers were like, all right, we made the first game. We got to make another one. What should we do? And somebody raised their hand and said, cocaine. And he's like, all right, we're on it. And they all did a big fat gagger and then made this game because it's over the top and funny. And I think God bless it. Okay, God bless it, because it does not stick to the source material at all, other than I don't know. I mean, it goes all over the place. There's, like I said, there's five levels, right? But they don't make any sense. Like, okay, so you're in an atrium. I guess you're on the island. And then you're on a cargo ship, which, by the way, is my favorite level. The cargo ship is the peak of the game. And also, unfortunately, as far as the other side of that coin, I don't think the other levels are as good. Some of them being downright terrible. But anyway, I digress. So you've got the atrium, you've got the cargo ship. You then go to the savannah, which is like this open, it's weird to describe, but it's like this open field area that if you're Dr. Grant, he literally jumps on a dinosaur on its back and he goes, yeehaw, and starts hauling ass while blasting people. And you have to duck under these certain parts or you get clotheslined off of it. Me, all the while you're being pursued by these helicopters dropping bombs on you and trying to shoot you with missiles. It's not joking. I would love to see this Jurassic Park movie. I'm not kidding. Like, the last one would have been a lot better if they just wrote the script based off of Jurassic Park Rampage Edition. But that level is kind of flawed because it's going so fast. It's kind of its own enemy. If you play that level as a raptor, you pretty much go through it slower. You kind of at your own pace because the raptor, you have to hit double forward to run. But you're giving it, I think it's a little easier with the raptor because you can take your time, you can collect items. It's just easier with him. Just like, but it was the opposite with the atrium, where at the atrium, it was easier to play as Dr. Grant. However, it's playing as Dr. Grant seems more fun because it's so much faster, but you just die so quickly because you're not collecting any health. By the way, the health in this game, the collectibles, is a candy bar and a health pack. But I was kind of laughing that it was like a candy bar. It was like a chocolate bar with a bite taken out of it. Like, that's it. And you know what? I was okay with that because I'm like, you know what, game? Suspension of belief or whatever the hell that term is out the window. You can throw whatever you want at me. It could have been a bowl of ramen. And I would have been like, yep, that makes sense. But yeah, that's how you heal up. You find your weapons in crates. Or sometimes I think enemies drop them. At least shooting enemies. I don't think the dinosaurs drop rocket launchers and grenades. They might. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that because I was just going balls out in this game. But there are some annoying items in the game. There's a lot of crates that you just open up and they just shoot fireballs at you. And it hurts you and you can't really tell which ones are which unless you played the level enough. But there's so many crates that in itself is kind of a tall ask. Like I said, the Savannah level is so much different from the atrium level, which is also so much different from the cargo ship level. That cargo ship level is not only the most fun, but it's the best looking. That's debatable, actually, because later on in the game, I should stray away from talking about the graphics and audio, actually. But I will say that the highlight is the cargo ship level because a lot goes on and it's got many dimensions. And you start at one end, you end up in the other. But it's weird, though, because all the levels abruptly end. There's something about this game and this gameplay mechanics and the way that it was designed that tells me that there was a little bit of a rush job done because everything from the weird, like level select screen to the abruptness of the way you complete a level to just the pacing is really bizarre. All the levels seem like they were made by different people, but they were all on the same team. That makes sense. Anyways, once you complete these first three levels, you go to the next two, which can be, and I'll brace yourself for this, a Mayan temple, which I didn't even realize that we were in that region of the world. And then finally a riverboat kind of level. And these are different depending on if you're playing as the Raptor or Dr. Grant, the levels are in different orders. And there's two different final bosses depending on who you play as, which Dr. Grant all the way has the coolest. It's the T-Rex. It's a really awesome scene. But then another abrupt ending. And if you're playing as a Raptor, your last level you're on is the cargo ship. And you fight like a Shadow Link version of yourself. Like it's like a Shadow Raptor. And I don't ask questions, man. I stopped asking questions at rocket launchers and flamethrowers. So I'm all for it. I'm here for it. But Outside of that, you know, there's this game has a mixture of fun and not fun, annoyance and laughter. It's really a grab bag, but ultimately it is better than the first game because the first game was just, it is what it is. Like, it's boring to me and way too calculated for somebody with my attention span, where this game is like fast paced, jump in, just go crazy. Set your difficulty to, if you really want to have fun, set it to easy because it gives you like a million lives and a lot more items and weapons, and then you're just having fun. But I mean, there's still difficulty there. Playing it on hard is, oh, that's rough. That's super rough. But outside of that, I want to talk now about the graphics and audio. So in comparison to the last Jurassic Park game, this game is, as I stated in the first impression section, it's much brighter. It's colorful. I think the sprites look better. It's got a better variety of locations and like effects and environmental effects. The waterfall animation in the late game is like stunning. Like, it looks, it almost looks like an arcade quality. Effect level. The raptor, I think, looks great. Like, I actually just stood there when I was playing as a raptor and looked at him and I thought, did they just take this from the movie? It looks so good. It looks like a good, however they did Mortal Kombat with the motion capture, not the motion capture, but the taking the actual pictures of the people. Like, God, it escapes me the name of that. Somebody remind me in Discord what that's called, but they did a good job of that with this raptor. However, I know raptors aren't real, so that's pretty much just CG, but it looks good. Dr. Grant, however, looks like kind of, I don't know, he looks faceless and weird, but his personality comes through as just an action hero-y. It's funny. The sound in the game it's all over the place because, well, and so is the music, actually, now that I think about it. Like, for instance, one level has, I think, one of the best tracks in all the Jurassic Park games. It's just so well composed. But then the level I played directly after it is god awful. Here, I'll play you right now. Here's the good track, and then I'll follow it with the bad track. And this is like, these levels happen right after each other. Take a listen. Sound effects, they range from like grunts and screams to like light explosions and crunchy Sega Genesis tones and notes, but I find them kind of humorous. Some of it's gross, but none of it really is tinny. It's a little grating. I don't know, like I said, it's a grab bag. It fits at least its insanity, but it's very limited. It's not, I don't know. I mean, I don't really judge games on their sound effects unless they're bad, right? Because I don't say like, man, that's the best sound in laser cannon I ever heard, you know. But if it sounds like a pew, like a tinny, terrible noise, then yeah, I'm gonna call it out and dunk on it. But, you know, in regards to the audio, I don't know. Once again, feels like everybody had composed a different level for the music, but they were all on the same team. It's the only way I can describe it. It's just a bizarre assortment collection, coordination of different things. And it's really weird. They went the route of having you choose the levels, because I almost feel like this game would have been better if they would have just stopped, took a breath, and kind of storyboarded it out. But actually, I'm going to talk about that right now in the verdict. So what do I think about Jurassic Park Rampage Edition? Well, it's different. It's pretty funny. It's fun. It's annoying in some areas. As I was stating earlier, they could have made this game a lot better if they would have taken, I think, instead of, okay, how about this? Don't let people choose Grant or the Raptor. Just have the levels be specific to them, right? So the levels that are more fun with Grant, don't play as a raptor. So like give Grant the atrium level and then follow it with the savannah level with the raptor. I think they should have stuck to that. And then at the end, maybe perhaps choose one of two paths. And so that you can get a different ending each time, but you have to play through it again, extending its replayability. I would have done that. I would have added maybe some cutscenes in between the levels or something to kind of push the story forward. Because like I said, the abrupt ending almost made me laugh. Like I was like, what? Whoa. Okay. We're back at the select screen and it's like, good job. You completed a level. And I was like, do I get like a congratulatory song or something? I don't know. It just seemed like there was rushing through the game. There's a sense of haste in this game that I don't understand. And I really feel like that if they would have just worked a little bit better on some of the level designs, the Mayan level is just kind of like too wide open. The atrium level is okay, but the cargo ship level should have been the standard. They should have taken that and built the rest of the levels off of that. I still would have kept the Savannah running scrolling stage, but I may have made it an auto scroller because it feels almost like it is, except for you can stop. So, and then, you know, that riverboat stage is, I don't know. It's kind of limited. You're pretty much going through a maze of rivers. It's kind of cool how it changes colors the further closer you get to the end of it, until if you're as Grant, you end up fighting the T-Rex at the end with this big like red hue, which I think is pretty epic and cool. But it's nothing to write home about. And you know, five levels is not a lot for a full purchase of a game. I mean, this is like a perfect rental game back in the day. But if I were to buy this or somebody bought this for me, I would have been pretty disappointed and probably traded it quickly. But it is far better than the first Jurassic Park game. I'll give you that. So where do I place Jurassic Park Rampage Edition? Well, with all that said, I'm going to give it a solid C. It feels like a C game, right? I want to say C plus because it is over the top and funny. But ultimately, it's not complete. It feels incomplete. I think it's worth checking out because, like I said, in the first level is Grant. Just collect all the weapons, put it on easy, and just go on a rampage. By the way, I didn't really bring this up, but there's these items you can collect in the game. I found them to be useless. They just tell you how many you've collected at the end of this or in between the stage select. But there's this one like bar you build up that turns you red, and I guess that makes you rampage. And I found it to be like kind of useless. It doesn't last very long. It's better for a Dr. Grant, but with the Raptor though, it's like it turns you red and then you just hit harder, but it's only feels like it lasts for like 20 seconds. And half the time, like on levels where you have to traverse for a while before coming across another enemy, like the Savannah or some parts of the Mayan level, I found it to be kind of like a useless upgrade. Like I said, if they tweak some areas, add a little more, this game would have been like a B or an A, but I'm putting it as a C because I don't think it's a bad game inherently. I just feel like it's not complete. So thank you for submitting that 4 times to the Patreon. Appreciate that. And speaking of that, we are now going to choose next week's game. If you want to get your game in our Patreon pool, check us out at patreon.com/supergarbageday, all one word, or check out the show notes. And there you can sign up for $2 and get full access to our two shows, exclusive shows, Retro Deep Cuts and Backlog Eternal, plus some of the Super Garbage Bowl content that's in there right now. For $5, you get all of that, plus once a month, you can submit a game 20 years or older to this list that I'm going to pull from right now. So let's spin that wheel, motherfucker! Okay, next week, the game that I will be playing is on the GameCube. It is a... How do I say this without giving it away? It is a platformer game that involves water. It's as much as I can say without giving it away. So I'm just going to say what it is. Next week, the game chosen from the Wheel of Retro is Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube. Quick note, I do not like this game. To be fair, I haven't played it in 20 years, but I do recall this being the last Mario game I played, because I was not about it. So I'm going to have to give it another chance. So here comes another week. Tune in on Discord to, well, I guess actually I'm going to say Twitch, but also Discord, to not only find out other streams and other shows, other creators that I listen to, like Van Fernal's YouTube and Keith's The Main Quest podcast, but also to add to the discussion. Check me out on Twitch this week when I live stream Super Mario Sunshine First Impressions Redux, I guess, because it's been a while since I've played it. And that VOD will be put on YouTube, youtube.com. And I don't know why I say youtube.com slash. Just go to YouTube and put in Super Garbage Day Podcast and we come up. I think it's just a, you know, force of habit. Thank you all for supporting the show. This show is brought to you by you, the loving community that decides to give me some of your money to keep the show rolling and keep the equipment nice, clean, and new. So very much love you all. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. And have a super garbage day. Cut to Van Fernal.
Hi, I'm B-Russ, blah, 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 blah. Welcome to Super Garbage Day. And if you don't beat this game, you are a piece of crap and you're not a hardcore legend. I'm like, damn it.